Hello and welcome to the Let's Guide podcast, the ultimate podcast for Google Local Guides. The Local Guides program in Google Maps is 100% based on volunteer work. There's no payment for the contributions we all make on maps. Still, the topic local guides and money is at times heavily debated. So in this episode, I want to answer some questions relating to that topic, such as what exactly is not allowed, and are there nevertheless ways to earn money with Google Maps? Spoiler, yes, there are. And if so, should you go down that path? As usual, I want to point out at the start of the episode that I'm not an official representative of Google or the Local Guides team, just a local guide like most of you. Anything you hear in this podcast is purely my personal interpretation. This episode is recorded in the middle of August of 2021 and is therefore describing the situation as it is today. Should you be listening at a later date, then things might obviously have changed.
Let's get started!
So, local guides and money, definitely a controversial topic. First and foremost, let's have a look at what is not allowed. Quite clearly, what is not allowed is to ask compensation for writing a good review, either in money or in goods. For example, asking for getting offered a free lunch to write a good review. It's quite clear that this is not allowed because then those reviews are not your genuine experience. If somebody is buying you the lunch or giving you money for this review, you will definitely not write the real experience or write about the real experience, but just write a good review no matter what happened. So that's definitely a no-go. Another thing you should not be engaging in is selling fake reviews on the internet. And I've found quite a few of those. One of the websites doing this is even claiming that Google Local Guide reviews can add a trust factor to your business. So they recognize that if a review is written by a local guide, it can be perceived as more valuable than a regular review. They're on offer on that specific website for $10. And you can even find them cheaper if you purchase them on a Chinese website I found. There, they're on offer for 4 to 5 euros for a local guide's review. And even half that price if it's a non-local guide's review. 2 to 3 euros for a review. You should not be engaged as local guide in selling them. Businesses should obviously not be engaged in buying them. That's also for sure, because if you do so, sooner or later, you will be caught. Next up is creating a fake local guides account. That's also something you should not do. So creating the account, getting it to a high level by, for example, uploading random pictures that you stole from the internet, and then try to sell it. Even if you try this, it won't make you rich, because what I found on offer on the internet are local guide level 10 profiles on sale for a mere $50. With even a discount if you buy them for if you buy loads of them, so per 5 or per 10. For 10 level 10 profiles, the offer was $330, so $33 for a level 10 profile. Won't make you rich even if you try, I would say. On another website, I found a level 10 profile on offer for $35, just for a single one, or with a discount for if you buy two of them, and it was 65, not 70. And if a level 7 profile will do for your purposes, then that was only $21. Crazy that people even try doing these kinds of things. And then finally, what you should not do is accept money to make edits on listings, as I've seen asked and offered on certain forums. So they're just offering a few dollars, a few euros to make, for example, a change to a telephone number. You should not be doing this. You should only make edits if you have personal knowledge about the thing that you are editing, because these kinds of offers could obviously be coming from a competitor that is trying to make a change on the website from his competitor. Don't do this, absolutely not. For all of these, I will obviously have no links in the show notes. Okay, that's all not allowed, but then let's have a look at what the ways are that there would be money in Google Maps. The first thing I want to mention is something I labeled as theoretically possible, but highly unlikely. Because a possible way to make money from contributing to maps would be that Google would start paying local guides like they pay YouTubers, which is an argument you often hear as a complaint in Connect posts about the topic local guides and money. YouTubers are getting money for their contributions, why don't we local guides also get money for our contributions? Well, there are two main reasons why this will not happen. The first one is that making a YouTube video and a YouTube video channel and getting a follower base that entitles you to get some decent money is really a lot of work. You also need to invest in equipment and software tools and invest the time to learn how to work with them if you want to make sure that the content you produce is high quality and will keep your audience interested. Because if you lose viewers, the money you make will also go away quite quickly. Compared to that, the local guide tasks or the things local guides do are relatively easy and there's no hurdles to start contributing. So that comparison between YouTubers and local guides is simply not a very good one. The second reason is obviously that it would no doubt attract gold diggers in search of a quick buck. The spam levels, which are already quite high on maps, if you want to find out more on that topic, please listen to the previous episode, number 33, where I had an interview on spam fighting with Jason Brown. So those spam levels would rise spectacularly. When money gets involved with no barriers to entry, things are simply bound to get out of control quite rapidly. Okay, let's then check out the ways that you yourself can be active and make money, which are allowed. And I've divided them into two categories. The first being allowed but stupid. The second, allowed and can make sense. First, allowed but stupid. You could theoretically sell perks as a collector's item. So as you all know, no money is offered to local guides, but there are perks. Years ago, there were perks that automatically came when you reached a specific level, for example, free storage, but that's all gone now. No doubt because of the sheer number of local guides these days. 150 million is the last official number. Nowadays, the perks are given out on a seemingly random base, and one of the most famous ones are, of course, the local guide socks, which recently got a second design, and there's also a quite new tote bag being offered, or also a pin is offered to a lot of local guides as a perk. There's a post on Connect on that topic written by Paul Pavlinovich, and I'll link to that in the show notes if you want to find out more on that topic. So those gifts that you have received, and as I said, it's seemingly random, so you can't control whether you will get them or not, but if you have received them, they are your property and you can do with them whatever you like. So also the, in my view, relatively stupid thing to do would be to try and sell them. But some people still do just that. On eBay, I found some socks, local guide socks being offered. One for as low as £5, British pounds, £5.99. Another one was on sale for $25.95. And another local guide was very hopeful because he was selling the socks for 500 British pounds. I doubted they will get sold for that price. Another thing I found was a case to hold a Pixel phone with the local guide's logo branded on it, and that was on sale for $49.95. I would never do such a thing for that mere amount of money, and I think it's relatively stupid to do it. And by the way, if you would then purchase those socks, do you think that will give you the same amount of gratification as getting them by surprise from the Google team? Most likely not. Another notorious perk is being invited to one of the local guides events organized by Google, such as Connect Live. If you want to find out more on that, there's an episode of the Let's Guide podcast all on Connect Live. It's episode 16 if you want to check out. But those events and those invitations are obviously always personal, based on your performance as local guides, so they can't be transferred to anyone else, and therefore those also can't be sold, of course. And before I forget, on the topic of perks, one of the things I often read on Connect about perks is, hey, I've never received any perk in spite of being level, and you fill out the level that you want to fill out there. You have to keep in mind that from Google's perspective, the badges you receive are perks. So also the badges for reaching a new level from level 4 onwards, those are considered perks. And then recently there was the 5-year Connect badge, which was being rewarded to a lot of local guides. So almost no one can complain, I've never received any perks. Well, let's then look into the ways that are allowed to make money and can make sense. An important piece of advice before going into this, make sure that what you hear in the next section of the podcast episode, that you keep that completely separate from your local guides activities. We're talking here about making money off Google Maps, not making money as local guide. So please keep it separate. One possibility is to offer 360 pictures or 360 tours to businesses. You need to be a Street View trusted photographer to do that, which used to be an automatic thing once you had added, I think, 50 of those 360 images. But this is no longer the case, that it's automatically given the badge of a trusted photographer. So I'm not sure if this will be an easy option if you're not yet part of the program. And it will most likely require you to invest in some extra equipment to make decent 360 pics on a larger scale. In the show notes, I will link to the site that tells you all about Street View and that also has a list of all the trusted photographers in your local area. Another possibility, which does not require any extra equipment, but does require some time investment to make sure that you know what you're doing, is to offer marketing services to businesses, mainly by managing Google My Business accounts. In case you don't know exactly what Google My Business is, go back and listen to episode 4 of the podcast. It has more info on that exactly. A lot of local businesses, especially smaller ones, are not aware that Google My Business even exists, and they often don't have the time and or the digital skills to set it up and manage it. So you could do that for them by setting up a small business yourself to offer that type of services to other businesses. Just to make sure that there's no misunderstanding, let me repeat this. I don't mean that you should start charging money for the activities you already do as local guide, but really manage Google My Business listings for other business owners. Convincing those business owners that they need Google My Business should not really be hard, as there is no extra cost for them, especially because it's very important, Google My Business, the program as such, I mean, and to have a listing, it's very important for local search, which has become increasingly important in recent years. So your argumentation to them could be that you have developed the necessary skills to do this in their place, and in return, charge a small fee to them. You can then also easily offer them the possibility to create a website and keep that up to date with new content regularly, as that is also extremely easy as part of Google My Business, and once again, at no extra cost. One thing to be aware of, if you take this route and start generating an income from this, you obviously have to make sure to respect all the administrative and legal regulations of your country by setting up a business or officially work as a freelancer. Might sound a bit intimidating, but needn't be if you use something like the e-residency program in Estonia. I'll link to the official website of the Estonian government on that topic in the show notes. You then become a kind of virtual citizen, so to say, of Estonia and can set up a business there for a really low cost and with little administration. A final point I want to make when it comes to Google Maps and money is something that you are perhaps not aware of, but you are really saving money with Maps. Because it's a free app that you can use for a lot of things, with really a moderate amount of ads in it compared to some other Google products. Back in the day, when I started my professional career, my really first job was for a company that was selling books, so printed books that had maps in them at street level. There was one book per province in Belgium. It contains all the cities, all the villages, with all the streets. So down to street level, house numbers, of course, not yet in them. Two jobs further down the road, I was working in software distribution, and one of our top selling products was a CD-ROM, remember those? A CD-ROM for navigation. At first, that only had the main roads, so not even every road in every city or village. In later versions, the streets were added, and in even later versions, the house numbers were added. Those were on sale for about 50 euros per country. And really, a lot of people were spending money on those. So that's all for free now. You don't have to pay anything to get those maps and also the software that helps you navigate wherever you want to go for free, even with live traffic info. Saving money with maps, that's what I call it. Are you aware perhaps of any other method of making money with Google Maps? Well, just reach out to me. I'll leave the details on how you can contact me at the end of the podcast and let me know if you know of any other method. Okay, then let's move on and check if there's perhaps any news.
It's time for some news.
The first new item is about traffic lights. They've been on display on maps in a number of countries for quite a while already, but that number of countries now seems to be expanding rapidly. We've seen them pop up in more and more countries. Also in my home country, Belgium, and also in the Netherlands, I've seen traffic lights on maps, not on the exact spot on each corner of the crossroads, as I've seen in US, but just one traffic light icon in the middle of the crossroad or the road. An interesting idea I've read in this context is that the ultimate goal of having traffic lights on maps could be to make it part of the live traffic info, so that whether the traffic light is green or red would be part of your navigation. No idea if that's pure speculation or really being considered, but it does sound like a very interesting possibility. Then there's something I came across on localu.org, local university. Certain categories are no longer available for the so-called service area. In Google My Business, you can register a business without entering a specific address. For example, let's say a plumber that visits his customers in their homes. So no address entered, and then indicate in which area you visit customers. That is then the so-called service area. Makes perfect sense, of course, as that plumber, let's say based in Stockholm, will not really service customers in Madrid. The post about this topic now says, today we got confirmation from Google, so it's already officially confirmed, we got confirmation from Google that listings that are set up as service area businesses will not have access to certain categories. They are doing this to prevent spam on Google Maps. That's, of course, very nice to know. Some of those are auto repair shop and Pilates studio. I'll make sure to link to the article in the show notes so you can read all about it and find the other categories which are being addressed here. Next up is a really nice one. The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild is one of the most popular games on the Nintendo Switch. A fan of the game now created a website where you can find Street View style 360 pictures from that game. So if you visit those pictures, if you go to that area, you can just look around in the complete game as if you were doing this in Street View, which is really nice. Go check out in the show notes the article where I read this. It's an article from Game Rants, and there you can also see a really nice video where the guy explains how he did this. The one but last news item I would like to address in this episode has to do with floors in buildings where you have multiple businesses across multiple floors, such as certain shopping malls or office buildings. Recently, Morten Copenhagen, a good friend and loyal listener of the podcasts, has pointed out to me that on the details page of a business in Maps, the floor on which the business is located is now shown on a separate line. That also explains why I was getting those types of questions, you know, the ones you often get presented after having visited a place. Questions asking which floor a business is located on. And then finally, something that Connect moderator Hermes from Italy has posted about on Connect. I'll make sure to link to it, of course, in the show notes. The evolution of the number of views your pics, so the pictures you uploaded as local guides, the number of views you're getting, the evolution of it is shown as a nice graphic on your profile in the Maps app. It really looks nice as it shows the total number of views as a kind of orange line, which is climbing, I suppose, for most of us, with a number of orange dots on it. Each dot represents a day when you added pictures, and tapping on such a dot will show you how many pics you added that day. Judging from the screenshots, the graphic represents the last 30 days, but unfortunately I can't confirm that myself yet, as I have not yet received this nice new feature. But then again, I also don't live in Italy, of course. Anyways, go check out the post on Connect if you want to see what it looks like. And that, dear listeners, brings us to the end of this 34th episode of the Let's Guide podcast. I'm really sorry you all had to wait for such a long time for a new episode, and I'm afraid that also for the future I won't be able to promise to have a new episode out every month. But you can rest assured that I will come up with new episodes from time to time, whenever I can come up with an interesting topic or find another spectacular guest to interview. In the meantime, do get in touch with any questions, comments or remarks. You can do that by sending an email to letsguidepodcast@gmail.com or find me on Twitter under Local Guides Guru, or of course on Connect, where I can be found under my real name, Jan van Haver. The show notes I refer to are published, of course, on the podcast website, which is simply letsguidepodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope to find you in the audience also next time. Bye bye. Game over.